Thank you, European Community, and I note the flag of Singapore, but please I'll come back to you. Can I ask the chairperson of the committee to give some information regarding the issue raised by the community, please?
Of course, Chair, we had a discussion last year left on rice and mollusks shortly, and we had again a discussion on this item, and of course we started off with the 1 milligram per kilogram because that was the compromise level put forward last time. Again, we had a discussion on the contribution of this mollusks. I'm not talking about the rice because I think the discussion focuses on mollusks. From a health perspective, there was quite some discussion from the health perspective, and that says that looking at the JECFA results, we asked JECFA to look at different levels for all the food groups that we were dealing with. And looking at that, there was not so much difference between 1 and 2, and it seemed that we could compromise on 2 during the meeting. The other items are not put forward during the meeting, so if there is a general understanding that 2 would be appropriate for or can be all right for everyone, I think that was what we put forward. It was agreed on.
Thank you, Netherlands. And since you mentioned JECFA, I'm tempted to ask JECFA Secretariat if they could come in here at this time, please. Anyone?
No.
Okay. Beatrice, please.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I can confirm what the Chairman of the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants just informed the Commission about, and that is JECFA was requested to conduct intake and impact assessment of different levels of cadmium in several products, including bivalve mollusks, and 3 levels of 0.5 milligram per kilogram, 1 milligram per kilogram, and 2 milligrams per kilogram were considered by JECFA, and the conclusion was that there was no significant difference in terms of protection of human health between the 3 levels. Therefore, the committee concluded that a change of level between 1 to 2 milligram per kilogram would have no significant impact on human health, and that the report of JECFA, giving all the information, detailed information on the assessment of this particular contaminant in bivalve mollusks, is available from the JECFA website. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Butte, please. And Singapore, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Singapore continue to express our reservation with regards to the level of the revision on the cadmium level for polished rice. I think we our position is still the same, in the sense that if you work on the 0.4 milligram per kilograms level, if you're based on that and all the rice we consume are based on that level, you would, just on the rice alone, it will exceed the PTWI by 1.8. It will be 1.85 times. And so in a country like Singapore that we depend solely on import, every country that produce rice can dump their rice at that level to Singapore, and we have no choice. But because the codex limit sets at that 0.4 parts per million, then we would have to accept that. Then it will be exposing our populations to undue high levels of cadmium. So we continue to express our reservation on the revision of cadmium in polished rice. Thank you.
Thank you, Singapore, and the reservation is noted. I see a flag there. Which one is that one, please? Could you turn it this way so that we can read?
United Arab. United Arab Emirates.
Thank you.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. نحن نتفق في دولة الإمارات مع دهب الجماعة في سنغافورة لأن موضوع الكادميوم أعتقد موضوع جدا مهم بالنسبة لدولة الإمارات حيث أن الأطعمة التي تحتوي على الكادميوم تأتي من مصادر كثيرة جدا ونحن في هذا الشأن مثل سنغافورة نعتمد على الأرز بشكل واسع جدا في الغذاء اليومي ونحن نذهب مع ذهبة عليها سنغافورة شكرا جزيلا
Thank you, United Arab Emirates and
Philippines.
Before I go to Philippines, I want us to have proper direction. First of all, we are talking of the level of 2 milligrams in the marine bivalve mollusks and oysters. And could we finish that before we go to rice, please? And I wish to ask the European community, given the explanation we have heard from the chairperson of the committee, and again the explanation given by JECFA, whether they could live with a value of 2 milligrams per kg agreed in the committee. European community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, we want to see a reservation entered in the report to this decision. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, European Community, and reservation will be made. And then we close that chapter on the 2 milligrams, and if we are going to rise, then I had Singapore, I had the United Arab Emirates, and anybody else on the cadmium level in rice? Egypt, please.
Let's ask if any countries want
to... شكرا سيد الرئيس. قبل أن نتطرق إلى موضوع الكادميوم في الأرز فإنني أسجل تقديري واقتناع بما قدمه سيد مندوب جيكفا بالنسبة لمستوى الكادميوم في الرخويات. أما بالنسبة للأرز فإننا ننضم تماما ونؤيد تماما ما ذكره السيد مندوب سنغافورة والسادة مندوب الإمارات في التحفظ على المستوى المقترح للكادميوم في الأرز وهو 4.4. ما زلنا عند تحفظنا على هذا المستوى يا سيد الرئيس. شكرا.
Thank you, Egypt and Philippines, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Philippines supports the adoption of the draft ML for cadmium in polished rice at 0.4 parts per million as it is based on a scientific risk assessment findings of the 64th JECFA and the provisions of GSTCF. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippines.
Japan,
please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We, the representatives of this session, may recall that the 27th Commission had requested CCFEC to take up account of the result of JECFA's evaluation. The draft maximum level for cadmium in poached rice at 0.4 milligram per kilogram was set on the basis of surveillance data on cadmium. And it was also set in accordance with the ALARA principle, that is, as low as reasonable, achievable principle. The 64th JECFA concluded that the effect of different maximum levels, which were set at 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, and 0.5 milligram per kilogram, on the overall intake of cadmium, would be very small, and therefore a variation of the overall cadmium intake due to the use of the proposed maximum levels is of no significance in terms of risk to human health. Based on these scientific findings, the 38th CCFAC agreed to advance the draft maximum level in polished rice of 0.4 mg per kilogram to step 8, as it can adequately protect the health of consumers. This decision-making process is in compliance with CADEX's principles and policies. In conclusion, Japan strongly supports the adoption of the draft maximum level in polished rice at 0.4 mg per kilogram as a final text of this session. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. And Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Yo había pedido la palabra antes, pero creo que con su decisión estoy ahorrándome de la paciencia de todos ustedes, porque entendí que en el nivel de cadmio para moluscos bivalvos se aprobó los 2 miligramos con la observación de la Unión Europea, que ojalá no lo hubieran hecho y hubieran sido coherentes con el tema anterior de alabar a la presidenta que llevó a cabo esta norma, de la misma forma como el tema anterior de la norma que ellos alabaron esa posición. Pero bueno, entiendo que con eso no tengo mucha argumentación más que dar. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. And now I have Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indonesia fully supports the adoption of the draft maximum level for cadmium in polished rice of 0.4 milligrams per kilogram at step 8, as proposed at the last meeting of the Codex Committee Food Additive and Contaminant after getting information from the JECFA. Thank you.
Thank you, Indonesia. And then I have Mali, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Le Mali également est un pays producteur de riz et consommateur de riz. Par conséquent, nous sommes très intéressés par cette question. Étant un pays en voie de développement qui n'a pas les moyens de mener certaines études, nous pensons que la seule solution pour nous, c'est de se fier à l'expertise du JECFA. Et la commission, le comité également a reconnu cette valeur. Par conséquent, nous soutenons la valeur de 0,4 mg dans le riz poli. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mali. Nigeria, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The delegation of Nigeria wishes to express its reservation to the proposed level of cadmium in rice to 0.4. This has been a concern because Nigeria is a population of over 120 million and we depend solely on the importation of rice, and rice is consumed by lots of children. The reason for our reservation is there has not been any studies done taking into consideration the consumption pattern of this food in Nigeria or any African country in particular. The GM studies did not cover the African countries, and we also do not know the health implications of this high level of cadmium in rice for a prolonged period of time. And I want to use this to please request that Codex should please consider the issues of health as against issues of trade to balance between the two. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigeria. And then I have the European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've listened with considerable interest to this debate. In the past, we had a lot of sympathy with the members who have reservations about the adoption of this standard. However, we were reassured by the clarifications provided by advocates that the incidence or levels of cadmium in rice up to 4 mg is essentially due to geographical factors and is extremely limited, and that in practice such rice does not enter into international trade. And on the basis of those explanations and on the understanding that within the European Community itself we would not change our legislation in the matter, we don't have any objections to the adoption of the standard. Thank you.
thanking European Community, and then I have Iran Islamic Republic, please.
In the name of God, the compassionate. Mr. Chairman, I think on this issue, which is very technical, we should accept and adopt the recommendation of the JECFA, because they are experts and they know what they are doing. So my delegation would accept the recommendation of JECFA as it is proposed. Thank you.
Thank you. Then I have Ghana. Ghana, please.
Ghana.
I recommend you to,
no,
announce the closure of the list of list of speakers, Ghana, and you read out all the countries on your list and close the list.
We have in the list. Can you read the list? We have a long list. Yeah.
Because if you don't close.
On my list of requests, I have Bhutan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
No, I'm going through the list. And then I have Kenya.
Yeah.
And then I have
Thailand.
Benin.
Yeah.
South Africa.
Cameroon.
Cameroon.
Norway.
And then JECFA.
Then Vietnam.
Vietnam?
Turkey.
Vietnam.
Turkey.
Turkey.
And then what?
Honduras.
Honduras. And then.
What's that one?
Laos,
okay.
And then Argentina.
And I have one more request. There are two clear positions coming up. One in support of 0.4 and the other one not in favor of 0.4. So please, when you take the floor, just say you support or you don't support. I mean, okay, you can have a lot of explanation, but just to save us time, that will give us an indication on what is the feeling in the commission. Okay? Can we then start with Kenya, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kenya fully supports the 0.4 milligrams per kilogram in Polish rice.
Thank you. Thailand, please.
Thailand also would like to support the adoption of the draft maximum level at 0.4 milligrams per kilogram. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Benin?
Le Bénin appuie aussi le taux de 0,4 mg par kilo. Merci.
Thank you. South Africa, please.
South Africa supports the level of 0.4 mg per kilogram.
Thank you very much. And Vietnam?
Vietnam also support the maximum level for the 0.4 milligram kilogram.
Turkey, please.
Turkey considers the JECFA scientific evaluation. That's why we support.
Thank you. And then we have Honduras.
Gracias, señor presidente. Honduras vota en contra del 0.4 miligramos por kilogram.
Thank you. Laos, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Laos also will support 0.4 milligram per kilogram in Polish rice. Thank you.
And please, my list will end with the following countries. We have Argentina, Qatar, and the Antigua and Barbados.
And India.
And the list is closed, please.
No, you have to take on board all countries now.
Who is that? Who is that? Morocco?
No. Morocco. Cameroon, also Cameroon, Morocco.
Costa Rica.
Morocco, Cameroon, Costa Rica, Eritrea.
Eritrea. Okay, the list is closed with Eritrea.
You have to read out all the countries. Yeah. If any countries are missing.
I go through the list again. I have Argentina, Quata, Antigua and Barbados, India, Morocco, Cameroon, Costa Rica and Eritrea.
India.
India, I admission.
Norway.
Norway.
Chile.
Okay, so we go down the list. Argentina, please. And this to mention that the list has been closed.
Brazil.
Who's that?
Brazil.
Bhutan. You mentioned Bhutan already. Bhutan, yes. Argentina and Bhutan.
Maybe. Can I make an suggestion?
So this is to confirm that my list is closed. And sorry for whoever did not flag before I said closed. And now I go down the list. I had Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina apoya el nivel de 0.4 para el arroz pulido y de 2 para moluscos bivalvos. Gracias.
Bhutan.
Okay. Bhutan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The delegation of Bhutan supports 0.4 gram of cadmium level.
Thank you. And the Quata?
شكرا سيد الرئيس. تتحافظ دولة قطر على مستوى الكادميوم 0.4 وترى ضرورة النظر في العادات الغذائية الخاصة ببعض الدول التي تعتمد في الوجبات الرئيسية على الأرز. شكرا.
Thank you. And then I have Antigua and Barbados.
Antigua and Barbuda. And support 0.4 milligrams per kilogram.
Thank you. India, please.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. India supports the maximum level of 0.4 mg per kilogram in polished rice.
Thank you. Morocco.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous avons un problème avec la procédure qui est suivie actuellement. On ne comprend pas. Est-ce que nous devons intervenir tous un par un pour dire si on soutient ou ne soutient pas une limite? Nous discutons d'une question scientifique et on ne comprend pas parce que s'il s'agit pour chaque limite d'intervenir pour dire si on soutient ou non, à quoi sert le JECFA? À quoi servent les évaluations scientifiques? Et à quoi servent les discussions au sein des comités techniques? Vraiment, nous considérons que nous allons vers une dérive parce que on ne va pas s'en sortir. Nous considérons que lorsqu'il s'agit de questions scientifiques, il faudrait qu'on justifie notre position par des données scientifiques. Il y a des évaluations qui ont été faites. Si on arrive à démontrer le contraire, mais par des données scientifiques, on peut réviser des limites, mais il ne s'agit pas de dire si on soutient ou ne soutient pas. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Morocco. And at this juncture, I wish to invite Mr. Boutrif to say something about the evaluations at JECFA.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I
I heard like you that there are many comments or interventions concerning the level of consumption of rice in different parts of the world. This factor has been taken in due consideration by JECFA in arriving to its conclusion in the evaluation of the different levels of cadmium in rice. And in fact, the highest baseline intake level that was considered by JECFA was 34% of the PTWI, that is provisional tolerable weekly intake, which is, has been established by JECFA earlier at 7 microgram per kilogram of body weight. So this 34% really corresponds to the highest possible intake or what can be absorbed by humans eating the largest possible amount of rice in the world. So I think the comments that have been expressed by several delegations concerning the level of consumption of rice has been duly taken into consideration by JECFA in its evaluation of the level that has been proposed of 0.4 microgram per kilogram, milligram per kilogram. So I hope that this will be of use to the committee in arriving to the commission, rather, in arriving to a conclusion on this matter. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Boutrif, and I also want to invite WHO for further enlightenment. WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to make sure that we are all on the same page, I think that the evaluations now in relation to how much intake we have in relation to the national or regional diets are, in fact, more representative of the differences between the regions than before. Also because that the consideration of regional diets is now 13 regional diets, where before we only had around 4 regional diets. So actually the differences in intake is now being considered more adequately by JECFA than before. So I hope that all countries can be informed that there are actually, their specific diets are also taken into consideration. Of course, there are not 192 different diets yet. Maybe we could go there, but I don't think at the moment it's reasonable to do that. So it's considered reasonable to have 13 regional diets, and that's what's being used by JECFA now also. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO, again for that further clarification and information. And then I have Cameroon.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Normalement, je voulais préparer la parole après le passage du Maroc. Je crois que si le Maroc a dit tout ce que je voulais faire, il faudrait qu'on ne dérive pas en voulant voter ici, parce que c'est comme un vote. Nous avons un avis scientifique qui doit rester valable et nous devons le considérer. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Cameroon and Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. No, es en relación a lo que se ha dicho anteriormente sobre que Costa Rica apoya 0.0 miligramos por kilogramos y apoyamos el comentario de Japón de que tenemos estudios respaldados por el JECFA.
Thank you. And then Eritrea, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Eritrea fully supports the 0.4 milligram per kilogram of cadmium in Polish rice as evaluated by JECFA and proposed by JECFA. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we have Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will be very brief. Just to say that Norway will, as we did in the Committee for Food Additives and Contaminants, expressed our reservations to the proposed maximum levels of cadmium in Polish rice. Thank you.
Thank you. And then I have Chile.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nosotros apoyamos la ciencia, apoyamos al JECFA y al 0.4%. Gracias, miligramos.
Thank you. Brazil, please.
you, Mr. Chairman. Chile has just said what we would like to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And that exhausts my list. And we adopt the text at step 8, noting the reservations from Nigeria,
Singapore,
United Arab Emirates,
Qatar,
Honduras, and Norway. Okay?
And
Egypt?
أيضا لنا تحفظ سيد الرئيس لنا تحفظنا على المستوى سيد الرئيس مصر
Thank you Egypt and thank you everybody for the discussion. Can we go to the next text please? And that is proposed draft food additives provisions of the general standard for food additives. No, that's a step 5A.
Appendix.
Yeah,
appendix. Right. I will make.
And I wish to invite the secretary to present some more information on that text.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, the next text is proposed draft for food additives provisions of the general standard for food additives and in particular appendix 7 and 11 of Alnom 06/29/12.
Seven was adopted. We are looking at only 11.
Then I have a different text.
Sorry, we are just trying to compare our notes with the secretariat. Sorry, we are trying to compare our text as we have the chair has and the secretariat, and the right appendix is appendix 11. So that is the proposed draft for food additives provisions of the general standard for food additives, and in particular we are making reference to appendix 11 of Alnom 06/29/12. And I wish to ask the Commission if there is any objection to adopting this standard at step 5H. No objection, then the text is adopted at Costa Rica. Your flag is up?
No. No, no.
Then the text is adopted at step 5.8. The other document we have is again proposed draft amendments to the international numbering system for food additives, and we are making reference to ALNOM 06/29/12, appendix 16. I wish to ask the Commission if there is an objection to adoption of this text. No objection. Thank you very much. It's adopted at step 5.8. And then the next is specifications for the identity and purity of food additives arising from the 65th JECFA meeting. And we are making reference to ALNOM 06/26/12, appendix 17. I wish to ask the Commission if there is any objection to adoption of this text at step 5.8. No objection. Thank you very much. Then it's adopted at step 5.8. The next one is the proposed draft appendix to Codex Code of Practice for the prevention and reduction of aflatoxins contamination and tree rot. Additional measures for the prevention and reduction of aflatoxins contamination in Brazil nuts. And we are making reference to ALNOM 06/29/12, appendix 20. No objection, then thank you very much. It's adopted at step 5.8. And then we have proposed draft code of our practice for the prevention and reduction of dioxin and dioxin-like PCB contamination in food and feed. ALNOM 06/29/12, appendix 26.
Thailand,
please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thailand has recognized the importance of establishing this proposed DAP code of practice. We nevertheless would like to express our concern that some of the recommended practices are far too broad for users to follow on. Further stepwise guidance on how to successfully operate is needed for the prevention and reduction of dioxin at the source of contamination. In addition, most of the recommended practices seem to focus on measures to monitor the compliance of food, feed ingredients, and food with nationally established guideline level. We realize that suitable and affordable methods are needed. However, the method of analysis for dioxin and dioxin-like PCBs available at this moment require high investment and are difficult to perform, especially for developing countries. And also, we are of the view that more time is needed for thoroughly consider by the CCMS on section sampling analytical methods, data reporting, and laboratories of the recommended practices. In conclusion, Thailand is of the opinion that while more practical stepwise guidance is needed and methods of analysis are still troublesome and especially unaffordable by developing countries, fast-track adoption of this proposed DAP code of practices at step 5.8 of the procedure is not a proper decision of Codex. More time is needed to consider this proposed DAP code of practice so that the objective of setting the code can be attained effectively, that is to prevent and reduce dioxin and dioxin-like PCBs at the source of contamination. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand, and then I have Philippines, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Philippines is of the position that the Commission should delay the adoption of the proposed draft code of practice until the acceptance screening method is available. It has to be considered that for most developing countries, to be able to study the draft code, monitoring has to be carried out. This entails large expenses for analysis of dioxins and dioxin-like PCBs, since in most cases there are unavailability of equipment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Philippines, and then I have India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We support the observations made by Thailand. We would like to draw specific attention further to the section on sampling analytical methods and laboratories. We feel this is too prescriptive and it provides unsupported requirements for the good laboratory practices to be adopted in relation to dioxin analysis in this code. The basis of such prescriptions, some of which have potential for use as non-tariff barriers, especially in the context of developing countries, needs to be assessed. The appropriate codex body to determine such details in relation to sampling analytical methods and laboratories is the CCMAS and not the CCFAC. We therefore suggest that this section should be considered first by CCMAS. Thank you.
Thank you. In the European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I want to stress that the European Community is fully in support of the adoption of this draft code of practice for the prevention and reduction of dioxins and dioxin-like PCBs in food and feed at step 5A. Coming back to the comments made by other delegations, the European Community wishes to point out that, in fact, this code has been already in discussion within CCFAC since 2000, after the large dioxin crisis we have been facing in 1999. So there has been ample discussion on this code of practice. It is only this year that we could get more finalized, and therefore we propose the adoption at step 5A. As regards the section on sampling and analysis, as regards dioxins, the sampling and analysis is an important issue. I wish to stress that in the code of practice, the item is only dealt with in a summarized way, only the basic principles, and as you can see in the report of the CCFAC, ALI norm 06-29-12, paragraph 168, the CCFAC has requested to CCMAS to work on methods of analysis as well for the screening of the presence of dioxins and dioxin-like PCBs in feed and food, as well for confirmatory purposes, and eventually also develop performance criteria. So the items are already addressed in that sense that in the code the sampling and methods of analysis are only dealt with summarized, and more information is requested to CCMAS to work on this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, European Community. United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States would like to support the comments just made by the European Community, and the United States supports the adoption of this code of practice at step 5-8. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and it's the sense of the Commission that I have some more no. The sense of the Commission that we could adopt this text at step 5-8 with the understanding that the appending requests to CCMAS to come up with the proper analytical methods, and also there would be an opportunity in future to improve on the text of the code. I'm sorry, I'm sure you can all understand that we need to be proper in our recommendations as a commission. And the recommendation would therefore be that we adopt the text as presented, but provide the opportunity to CC Mass to review and possibly revise the section on methods of analysis and sampling. And this will take into account the issues raised by India and the other countries. Is there any objection to this summary? Seeing no objection, then the text is adopted at step 5H, with the understanding that CCMAS will have opportunity to review and, if anything, revise the section on methods of sampling and analysis. India, please.
Just a small comment, sir. Would you suggest that we use the word refer to CCMAS or provide CCMAS an opportunity? Actually, the commission would normally refer a matter to a committee.
Well, maybe I use that word intelligently. Mr. Secretary, please, could you?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The commission could possibly invite the CCMAS to review the relevant section and assess the need for revision. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that clarification and the proper use of a word. Can we then go to the next text? And that is a proposed draft to revise the guidelines for radionuclides in foods contaminated following a nuclear or radiological emergency for use in international trade. And the document is Annum 06/29/12, Appendix 31. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia would like to put a very strong reservation on the proposed draft code, as we felt that in the interest of consumer protection, and in particular infants and children, we believe that the long-term exposure of humans to these radionuclides will pose adverse health risks, and it is thus not acceptable to have any levels. In a case of a nuclear accident, countries whereby having the contaminated foods due to economic reasons may have reasons to dilute down the contaminated foods until it reaches the guideline levels, and such food may then find its way into the international trade throughout the world. We therefore would like to express our strong reservation on the proposed draft code. Thank you.
Thank you.
Singapore.
Malaysia, and then we have Singapore, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Singapore strongly objects to the proposed guidelines. I think we've got to go back to science, and we have a very lousy science here. If we look at Table 2, just very fundamental, we group different radionuclides into different groups. Some have 10, some 100,000, and then even gone up to 10,000 becquerels per kilogram. And the safe level for exposures per year is 1 millisievert. The IAEA say so. I believe that is the right level. But if you just add them up, because in any nuclear accident, very often, it's not just one nuclear radionuclide is involved. You just look at the Chernobyl disaster. The iodine 131, cesium 137, 134, strontium 90, they all were involved. And you cannot say this item by itself give you so much millisievert. But you have to add them all up, because at the end, it is the physical energy of the radionuclide that impacts on the living cells that cause the damage to the human being. And you can see that you just add them up, they all exceed 1 millisievert by many times. So I think we have a very wrong assumption here that if this level is accepted, it will be okay. Now, secondly, I think we must also have this moral obligations that, yes, we sympathize with any country that is affected by nuclear disaster. I don't think we should spread the mark all over the world by having to ship this in international trade so that everybody have the equal misery. We should try to contain it and make sure that the product doesn't enter into international trade when it has exceeded a safe level from the food safety point of view. We are talking about protecting public health, and we shouldn't be looking at a trade that, to enable the trade to take place, we raise the level of the tolerance, have higher becquerels per kilogram so that the products can move in international trade. I don't think we should adopt that kind of principle. So we resisted a very strong, not only reservations, objection to the progress of this into step 8. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Singapore. And then I have Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. نحن نتحفظ تماما بالنسبة لهذه المستويات من المقترحة من المواد المشعة. فبالنسبة لأغذية الأطفال وهم الفئة الأكثر حساسية بالنسبة يعني هناك الاقتراح بأن تكون خالية تماما أو تكون المقترحات المستويات المقترحة أقل من هذه بكثير. أما بالنسبة للأغذية عموما فلا أقل من أن تقسم إلى مجموعات وتقترح المستويات وفقا للمجموعات المختلفة ووفقا للأنماط الاستهلاكية بين الفئات المختلفة. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. We note the reservation, and I understand there is a representative from IAEA.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just some basic notes on these guideline levels. First of all, we do in fact have guideline levels for radionuclides in foods following a nuclear accident or contamination. These have been in place since 1989. The guideline levels in front of you have simply been expanded to include other radioisotopes and also to extend their use for further than 1 year. But I should say that the levels themselves do not differ from the current levels, and this is an existing codex text, but there is a lot of areas for improvement in this text. The comment from Singapore, I will not comment as to the adequacy of the data, obviously. These are elaborated through the International Commission on Radiation Protection as well as through the IAEA. They are, the level of 1 megasievert is very conservative, and contrary to what the delegation of Singapore said, very rarely do nuclear accidents involve more than 1 radioisotope cumulatively as far as human exposure goes. I should say, although we would not like governments to take this step, there is a decision that governments should take that when these guideline levels are exceeded, they can decide whether or not and under what circumstances the food could be distributed within their territory or jurisdiction. I want to add to that, however, that in most cases, there are assistance and notification conventions that I would hazard to guess every government here is obliged to apply, as well as FAO and other UN organizations. And these state that food should immediately be taken out of consumption and is severely restricted even for local populations, let alone even getting to the point of export. So there are many, many safety valves within other international conventions that have much higher authority than this particular standard in front of us. Last but not least, this standard has been discussed since 2002, including by two expert bodies within the IAEA, as well as within a expert working group that was held in September 2005. These comments were taken into account, and this really is the best effort that we can come up with, and this is in collaboration with other UN bodies and with many other governments. I would suggest that this standard goes forward in its current form. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, and it seems it's the sense of the Commission that we can adopt the draft at step 5-8 and note the strong reservation from Malaysia, Singapore, and Egypt.
Sudan,
please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. الحقيقة أن السودان أيضا يتحفظ على هذه الأغذية المتأثرة بالإشعاع.
Thank you, Sudan, and we note the reservation, and the text is then adopted at step 5-8 with reservation from Malaysia, Singapore, Egypt, and Sudan. Thank you very much. I've been reminded by the Secretariat that we need to keep our records right. The document is therefore adopted at step 5-8 for inclusion in GSCTF, and the strong reservation from Malaysia and Singapore, Egypt, and Sudan will be noted in the report. Thank you. Can we go to the next one, please?